Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The Glass Fire has been burning since a week ago Sunday. The latest numbers as of last night, there are authorities from Sonoma, Lake, and Napa counties working on the fire. The fire is still burning in Napa and Sonoma counties. Evacuation orders and road closures are still in effect in Napa, Sonoma, and Lake counties. Almost 65,000 acres have burned. The fire is now 26% contained. California set a grim new record Sunday when officials announced that wildfires in 2020 have now scorched a record 4 million acres. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
The unprecedented figure covers an area larger than the state of Connecticut, and it's more than double the previous record for the most land burned in a single year in California. So far this year, more than 8,200 California wildfires have killed 31 people and burned more than 6,250 square miles, according to a CAL FIRE statement. The blazes have destroyed more than 8,400 buildings. The enormity of the fires has meant that people living far from the flames experienced a degree of misery that in itself was unprecedented, with historically unhealthy air quality and smoke so dense that it blurred the skies across California and on some days even blotted out the sun. Numerous studies have linked bigger wildfires in the U.S. to climate change from the burning of coal, oil, and gas. Scientists say climate change has made California much drier, meaning trees and other plants are more flammable. Despite Sunday's grim milestone, there were signs for optimism. Powerful winds that had been expected to drive flames in recent days had not materialized, and warnings of extreme fire danger for hot, dry, and gusty weather expired Saturday morning as a layer of fog rolled in. Clearer skies in some areas allowed large air tankers to drop retardant after being sidelined by smoky conditions several days earlier. Long-range forecast models hinted at the possibility of rain early in the week. But yesterday, CAL FIRE tweeted, quote, "This year is far from over and fire potential remains high. Please be cautious outdoors," unquote. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
The Napa and Sonoma wine regions are struggling with smoke from this year's wildfires. Grapes are at risk of being contaminated. Meanwhile, growers and winemakers are renegotiating contracts on the fly. The problem will likely get worse with rising temperatures from climate change.
It's going to be quite a different world for wine in the future.
Lee Hanna is a senior scientist at Conservation International. He says winemaking won't disappear from the region, but the industry will have to adapt.
Many of the existing wine growing areas will still be producing wine. They may just have to be producing different varietals.
The region's growers and winemakers have faced wildfires in recent years, but not in the middle of harvest season. Some California schools are not taking necessary steps to prevent youth suicide. That's according to a new report from the state auditor. Cap Radio's healthcare reporter Sammy Kaola has more.
The auditor found a lack of mental health counselors at schools and suggested that's contributing to rising rates of suicide among California teens. The state requires schools serving 7th to 12th graders to adopt suicide prevention policies. But the six schools that were audited weren't following state guidelines, like creating response teams for after a student dies by suicide. The report also looked at personnel at roughly 1,000 schools. It found 25% hadn't hired a single mental health professional, and none had hired the number of professionals recommended by the state. Most of the schools in the audit said they would update their policies to address shortcomings. Sammy Kaola, Cap Radio News.